Union workers at 7 Marriott hotels in Boston have been on strike for nearly 4 weeks, and now their monthly bills are coming due. Many of these housekeepers, cooks, and other striking workers struggle to make ends meet even when they're on the job. That's why they went on strike in the first place. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports on how they're getting by now without paychecks.
Day after day, Sorinelda Pabol leads co-workers in a rhythmic march outside the Westin Boston waterfront. She's a housekeeper, and she's picketing for a new contract with higher pay, expanded health care coverage, and added job security. During the work stoppage, the rhythm of her own life has been thrown off by lost income.
We are struggling with the bill, not even for food. We don't have even money for food to pay my bills, to pay my rent, to do nothing.
Like many of the 1,500 local Marriott employees who walked off the job early this month, Pabol has applied for unemployment insurance. But she isn't receiving benefits yet, and might not ever. Participating in a strike can disqualify workers from unemployment assistance. Members of Unite Here Local 26 aren't waiting to find out if they're eligible. They're looking for help elsewhere. Here's housekeeper Rosa Martinez, translated by union organizer Rachel Kleinbaum.
She's saying it's hard, but, you know, thankfully my husband is working, and also the people from the union help us a lot. We did a food giveaway a little while ago.
The grocery drive was funded by outside donations, which total about $80,000 so far. Years of union dues have built up a bank of money, the union won't say how large, that is now available to workers who picket at least 20 hours a week. The union's executive committee recently voted to raise the weekly stipend from $300 to $400. It helps, but it's still not enough to cover the average rent in Greater Boston, which is more than $2,300 a month. Carlos De Vega is a housekeeper at the Sheraton Boston. He says he's dipping into savings.
It's not easy to live, you know. So, you know, people have a mortgage to pay. People have rent to pay. Rent, no, it's too expensive. So it's not easy for us now, but we're strong because we think we're going to win.
Another hotel worker, a cook in his 30s, says he's considering a temporary job for the holiday season. At his age, he says he could carry the load of another job while also picketing enough hours to collect the union stipend. It's a different story for 71-year-old Mei Leung, a housekeeper at the Sheraton Boston.
No, I'm so old, cannot do two jobs, but in my life, it's very hard to control the bill.
Leung nevertheless calls herself lucky. She has an adult son who helps support her. Beyond family assistance, donations, and stipends, workers are getting creative, says union treasurer Carlos Aramayo.
I know there's been a lot of informal banding together of folks who are on the picket lines. You know, people know each other because they work together every day, and, you know, they're friends with each other, and they really want to care for each other.
A prime example is Joey Brandeo. He's a cook at Aloft Boston Seaport District, but during the strike, he's become an unofficial social worker. Many of his colleagues speak English as a second language. He helps them fill out paperwork for things like food stamps and utility discounts.
Typically, I'll spend about 20 minutes to 30 minutes counseling them. I have my personal laptop and I'll have the union computer in front of me. I'll do two applications at one time.
Marriott declined an interview request, saying, quote, "We do not negotiate in the press." The company added that all of its hotels, including those in cities such as Detroit and San Francisco, where workers are also striking, remain open. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.